could have been George Raft in the movies. You know, he had on his black, had a black shirt and a white tie and a dark suit, and he had to pull down all around. They looked like gangsters. And they came in the biggest automobile I've ever seen in my life. There's a bunch of men and some women. And they were looking for a house to rent. And they stopped and asked us. And we told them we thought it was an empty house down the street. And so, well, we followed them all down there. And the reason we think they were gangsters was because one of them, they kept their coats on all the time. And one of them let his coat flip back, and he had a shoulder holster on with automatic shut down inside.
Yeah.
And of course, they looked the part. I mean, they had the guns, and the police, the city police, began to mosey around there. And I don't think they stayed the night. They got in and then left. They didn't ever stay. But probably were some gang on the run. I don't know. I didn't ask them who they were. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
But it was real. Thinking back on it, they looked just like you see these people dressed up in the movies now. Real kind of flashy in a way. Sort of a subdued, flashy dress.
Yeah. Now, the difference, we were talking about a long time ago, they had, say, different schools for, and different...
Yeah, they did.
For whites and blacks.
That's right. They not only had it for whites and blacks, but we had a Chinese school. And,
did Chinese?
Yeah. Oh, have quite a few. They were brought in to work on the levees. And most of them ended up at grocery stores.
Yeah.
And they are respected people. They are accepted. We have a deacon in the First Baptist Church. Is Chinese. He's also a director of the Greenville Rotary Club, and a member of the Chamber of Commerce and on their committees. And in other words, his wife is the principal of the elementary school in one of the private schools.
Yes.
And daughters were elected cheerleader, homecoming queen, most beautiful, this kind of thing. So there's been a great change. This lady's husband and these girls' father was not allowed to go to the Greenville Public Schools. He went to the Chinese school. And he was about my age. So when I was growing up, the Chinese had their own school. The blacks had their school. We were operating on what was known as a separate but equal, but at this time the schools were not equal. They were just separate. At the time of integration, they were equal. Books, equipment, buildings, everything. There's no doubt about it. Matter of fact, every school in Greenville was new. We didn't have any old schools. And we had air-conditioned black schools.
Yeah.
One white air-conditioned school, one black air-conditioned school.
Were any of the schools closed because of integration?
No, but they hadn't built any new ones since then. They opened up two public schools, private schools in Greenville,
yeah.
One in Leland, one in Indianola. Now, we didn't have any, as I look back on it, I guess we more ignored them, blacks, than anything else. Now, I was raised in a family that if I had ever called one a nigger, I'd have gotten whipped.
Yeah.
That's right. Now, we didn't use that word.
Yes.
And it just wasn't done, that's all.
Uh-huh.
Now,
well, would they have names that they would call you, like a black man? What, for example, what did the your father's workers call him?
They called him Mr. they called him Mr. Lightning because he drove kind of fast. And when they'd always say that, when Mr. Lightning, when they saw his car hit that railroad track down there coming down to the farm, everybody picked up something and went to work. But I've got a friend that's just a little older than I am, and they always called him Captain.